Jackie woke up, momentarily confused to find herself in an unfamiliar bed. Memories of the prior evening flooded in, providing context, which helped orient her. She relaxed, comforted that the business portion of her trip to the Ferrisport Inn in Maine had gone well, and was giving way to weekend plans with Kurt and his kids. Jackie Denno, who formerly worked as a pharmaceutical representative for Allscure Pharmaceuticals, and Kurt Barnes, a healthcare consultant whose wife was brutally murdered by Darius Scott, first met serendipitously at the Ferrisport Inn. Jackie and Kurt and his two kids, Caitlin and Kate, had all arrived at the inn's restaurant hostess station at the same time. Brittany, the hostess, mistakenly assumed they were a family. When she asked, "Table for four?" it not only provided comic relief, but it caught Jackie, Kurt, and his kids at a time when they desperately needed saving. On that fateful evening, Jackie arrived in Maine, puzzled at how her husband Stu snapped at her when dropping her off at the airport in Buffalo. To that point, Jackie and Stu's relationship could only have been described as a fairy tale romance come true. Inexplicably, that morning he said words that were now forever etched in her memory.
"You aren't going there for work. I know better. Don't lie to me. You're going to destroy everything."
She at first thought he was joking, but when he erupted in anger and drove away erratically, nearly hitting her as the car fishtailed away, she knew something was wrong. Despite trying to call him multiple times that day, he never picked up. It was Jackie's first business trip after her maternity leave, and the guilt and concern she had about leaving her 3-month-old daughter Ashley weighed heavily on her. It was a perfect recipe for arriving at the restaurant that evening, angry, confused, and worried. Kurt had arrived at the restaurant in a similar emotional state. Callie, his wife of 10 years, had been murdered 3 months earlier, strapped to their marital bed and burned alive by a crazed man who was later identified as Darius Scott, an unemployed 48-year-old man from Barrie, Maine. Darius had been taken into custody and placed in the Harlow Psychiatric Institute. Kurt's hopes of finding answers to why he killed Callie diminished when Darius died unexpectedly 2 days later of liver failure and a massive brain aneurysm. On top of Kurt's anger was an unrelenting concern for his kids, who were struggling with the loss of their mother. He had started to go to counseling sessions, but was firmly ensconced in the anger stage of his grief the evening he first met Jackie. With this as the backdrop and Caitlin and Cade pleading with Jackie to join them, they had agreed to have dinner together, a meal that would provide healing for all four. Unbeknownst to Jackie and Kurt at the time, this accidental meeting would eventually bring them together for a dangerous crusade. Jackie had returned from Maine to her home in Nora, New York, to find her beloved husband, Stu, dead in bed. Now, she was not only racked with questions about his outburst, but grievously searching for answers to how her healthy, young husband could have died. It would be her job with Allscure and Stu's autopsy results weeks later that would ultimately provide Jackie with answers, and the impetus to reach back out to Kurt. Jackie's position as a pharmaceutical rep with Allscure was focused on getting physicians in the northeast region of the U.S. to prescribe the company's Recalamin vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration had approved Recalamin for use in mild and moderate cases of Alzheimer's. Clinical trials had proven that Recalamin stopped the progress of Alzheimer's, and in some cases even reversed its effects. Another clinical trial was underway to vaccinate younger people who had the so-called Alzheimer's gene, to determine if Recalamin could prevent Alzheimer's altogether. She was good at her job, so good that she garnered the company's newcomer award in her first year. Having lost her grandmother to Alzheimer's, she loved that the company and her position had such a noble mission. It gave hope to millions of individuals and their families suffering from the ravages of a disease that slowly extracted the entire essence of its victim, leaving only an empty shell. But all was not sunshine and rainbows, as Jackie was to learn. Increasingly, the physicians Jackie met with, particularly Dr. Stephen Caron in Central Maine, started voicing concerns. Specifically, the Recalamin vaccine seemed to be causing a higher prevalence of fatal adverse events, leading to liver failure and brain bleeds.